Introduce Dr. Gao, our next speaker. Dr. Gao is the director of the National Center for Efficient Irrigation Technology and Research. This is attached to the China Institute of Water Resources and Hydropower, the IWHR. He's been with them since 1989. He holds a master's degree from the North China Water Resources Hydropower University, which he also received in 1989, PhD from the same place in 2005. He served as a senior researcher and as the director of the Department of Irrigation and Drainage, or the IWHR, from 1996 to 2009. He has been the vice president of the International Commission for Irrigation and Drainage, and since 2003 he served as director of the Chinese Hydrological Engineering Society. He's, in the course of his activities, acted as a leader for 21 national and 6 international collaborative research projects. As an expert, he's participated in a number of projects and reviews, including some for the World Bank, the Asian Development Bank, and the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization. His research interests include things like dissemination of water-saving technology, irrigation water management and assessment, irrigation development and food security, highly appropriate for today, water reuse, and the effect of climate change on irrigated agriculture. All of these make him very appropriate for our meeting today. So, Dr. Gao, if you'd...
Thank you, Chairman, for your introduction. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished participants. First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to express my thanks to the conference organizer for inviting me attending this important conference. My presentation is focused on food security and irrigation development in China. So I would also like to express my thanks to Dr. Koplakrishna for your information. India will overtake China as the biggest country in the world in terms of population. This slide shows water and land, and also population. In China, we use 6% of the world fresh water and 9% of world land produce food for 21% of the world population. How we can provide food just only use 6% of the world land? I think this is the secret, irrigated agriculture. So the population in China is accounting for 21% of the world population. For irrigated area, also 21% of the world irrigated areas in China. Irrigated agriculture produces 70% of the total grain production in China. This slide shows the irrigated ratio in the world and China. In the world, averagely, 18% of the farmland is irrigated. In China, 44% of the farmland is irrigated. So we depend much on irrigation than other part of the world. Why irrigation is so important for China? This slide shows the distribution of land and water. In China, 80% of the water resources is in South China, but only 33% of the land in South China. In North China, we have 62% of the land resources, but we only have 20% of water resources. For the precipitation distribution, it's also uneven. In China, 80% of precipitation focus on concentrate just in 4 months from June to September. For other 8 months, only 20% of the precipitation. So this is the summary of the facility, a project we use for irrigation. By the end of 2008, in China, we have 85,400 reservoirs, all include large, medium, and small reservoirs. A total irrigated area is 57.8 million hectares. We have 402 large irrigated areas, each with irrigated area more than 20,000 hectares. We also have 4.4 million pumping wells by pumping groundwater for irrigation, and also have 506,000 large pumping stations along rivers and reservoirs to deliver water for irrigation. This slide shows the role of irrigation compared with rain-fed agriculture. For the paddy rice, the yield increased by 170%. For the other upland crop, the yield increased by 112%. Currently, we have the following challenge. The first challenge is grow population. This slide shows in China, we have a family planning policies, but population still grow. The peak population will be 1.5 billion, I think around 2030. With growth population, the grain demand also increase. So this slide shows the grain demand. Currently, the demand is about 560 million ton. To 2020, the demand will be 664 million ton. The second challenge about the reduction of farmland. With the rapid development of urbanization and more farmland, especially the farmland around the city, have been utilized by urbanization. So this slide shows the continuous reduction of farmland in China. The third challenge about water competition and water scarcity. As we know, in China we have a serious water scarcity problem, but we also have a serious competition among sectors. 10 years ago, agriculture sector share about 85% of total water supply, but to now, this figure reduced to 68%. Industry sector and domestic sector use more water, and increasingly with urbanization, more and more water used by domestic sector. The challenge for climate change. This slide shows the serious drought affected area in 2008. The red color is serious affected, about 20 to 35% of the area affected by with the red color affected by drought in 2008. This year, in the spring period in southwest China, serious drought affected, but in summer and autumn, a serious flood in south China and northwest China. This slide shows the drought occurred frequency and zero losses. From 1950 to 1990, the drought affected area is about 26%. But from 1991 to 2007, this figure increased to 41%. This may be the impact of climate change, and also for zero production. For the period of 1950 to 1990, the cereals reduced by 4% averagely every year. And from 1991 to 2007, this figure increased to 6%. The fifth challenge is aged irrigation facilities. In China, about 70% of irrigated scheme were constructed in 1960s and the 70s and even 80s. After about 40 years operation, the scheme degraded and aged. So this slide shows in some main structures very bad, bad conditions, and in the field, almost just earth canal and with flood irrigation. So since 1998, we introduced modernization and rehabilitation of irrigation scheme in China, included the whole system from the intake to the main canal, second bridge canal, and the tertiary canal to the field, and also include the water supply for industry and for domestic. The irrigation scheme not only supply water for agriculture sector, but also for other sectors. We introduced a reinforcement of 6,240 large, medium, and small-size reservoirs. This project will be finished by the end of this year. For the rehabilitation of irrigation scheme, with the objective of increasing irrigation efficiency and productivity, since 1998, the rehabilitation and modernization for large irrigation scheme has been carried out with the objective of upgrade 402 large irrigation scheme by 2020. This work includes canal lining and also upgrading on-farm irrigation system, include field canal lining and in some area replace canal by subsurface pipeline and also gated pipe irrigation in field and small basin irrigation. And also we extension laser control land leveling. It's a very important technique to improve irrigation efficiency. And we also extend the sprinkler irrigation. Due to the very strong wind, evaporation loss is very high. So by improve the efficiency, introduce this low pressure system. And also in some area, for further save water, extend the drip irrigation system, even with matching film on the drip system, as this picture. So especially in Xinjiang, in West China, we use this technology to irrigate potatoes and also irrigate cottons and maize. And also application of information and automation technology for the improved management of large schemes. This slide shows the control system and the solar panel controlled automatic control device. In some area, we also apply new technology and materials like large size pipeline to replace canal system. And more recently, we research and demonstrate precise irrigation by monitoring soil moisture, crop water requirement, and rainfall, and also based on this system, make a decision on irrigation. So in China, we not only consider upgrade irrigation system in technical aspects, but also for the reform in institutional aspects and capacity building also enhanced very much. Recent years, we stipulate and modify the related laws, include water law, agriculture technology extension law, with the highlight of integrated water resource management and extension of technology. We also introduce water user association. In China, we have, as I mentioned we have 400 large irrigation systems, but the land holding is very small. There's a big gap between the large system and the smallholder landing system. So we introduce water user association to solve the management problem. For the groundwater utilization, recent years, we focus very much on protection and proper utilize of groundwater. In China, 29% of irrigated area depend on groundwater. The groundwater is, we think it's a strategic resources for the drought fighting. For water reservoir, we not only use water soil water reservoir in rain-fed agriculture, but also in irrigated system. Utilization of poor quality water include breakage and sewage from urban after treatment meet the standard for irrigation and used for irrigate crops. So for improvement of water management, we carry out work at different scales, include on-farm scales, irrigation system scales, and basin level. And recently, we carry out research on the relationship between these two scales. And also, south to north water transfer. As I mentioned, 80% of the water resources in South China. So this slide shows the south water south to north water transfer. We have east line, middle line, and west line. East line and middle line currently under construction. It's divert water from Yangtze River across Huihe River to Yellow River Basin, and at the end to Haihe River Basin, the four largest river in China. We not only focus on water management, but also improvement of variety. Without water, we cannot produce food, but we can produce grease with less water. Improvement of fertilizer using efficiency. In China, water using efficiency averagely only about 47%, but fertilizer use efficiency much low, about 35%. So include in order to improve efficiency, introduce the new technology to improve fertilizer application. We also mobilize resources, not include only include investment, but include technology, research, and application at the professionals. This slide beyond the irrigation and the drainage. For food security, we have food supply and food demand. For food supply, domestic production in China, we have the target, we set a target, we try to solve self-sufficiency rate at 95%, only 5% in import from international market. And for the demand, I think we have basic demand. Recent years in China, we have a lot of improvement in diet pattern. That's people eat more meat. So we also try to manage the demand, not only increase production. And international cooperation is very important. So last May, Professor Matsumoto, the president of ICID, paid a visit to China. Minister Chen Lei, Minister of Water Resources, have a good talk with Professor Matsumoto. And we encourage international cooperation. And Professor Matsumoto also give us a presentation on improved water for food security. As an achievement, just 5 days ago, in ICID 60's first IEC meeting, the International Committee on Irrigation and Drainage and the Chinese National Committee on Irrigation and Drainage signed a memorandum to set up international research center on irrigation and drainage in China to help the developing country, especially the country in Africa, to improve their irrigation system. Actually, we already started the work. This picture shows Water User Association project in Cambodia. We set researchers to Cambodia, try to introduce Water User Association in Cambodia. So as this slide shows, they have a very poor irrigation facilities. The irrigated yield, the yield of irrigated farmland, only one-third of the yield in China. So they have a very poor irrigation facilities and also think need help in capacity buildings. This picture, so they do not have a topographic survey facility, just sit beside their field with a paper draw the system. That's the map of the system. Thank you very much.